Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock school. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
This is your brain on drugs. This is your nose on coke. And it whistles. Just like that.
And Chad P.
Do you think I'm bootylicious?
No, I tell you, that's really bad. I gotta tell you.
Class is in.
Hey, good afternoon from a place that has electric power once again. My wife has once again taken off. She is no longer the assistant host of the radio show.
And I'm back!
We have for you Chad P. right here in the secondary air chair. Welcome back. I understand the small town. You don't live right in Baton Rouge.
No,
but the
not
little,
quite.
Little town in which you live has power
yes,
again.
Yes, it does.
How did you get so lucky?
I'm going to buy my lottery ticket today.
I'm telling you what. Pick your numbers and go on.
That's right.
My name is Joe Burns, a professor here in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. It looks like Gustav has gone and that Ike
bye-bye.
Is going to turn left and leave us here in Louisiana alone. So, or maybe just a little bit of wind and rain. So at least we're out of the woods for now.
Yeah.
And we can do a rock school
I
show.
Take the boards off my house.
Did you put boards up on your house?
I sure did.
We didn't. We were just kind of crossing the fingers that nothing was going to go right through the window. But as for now, we're pretty good. And you know what showed up yesterday?
What's that?
The bill for my flood insurance.
Oh, no.
I think I'll pay that. Yeah, I think I'll find the money for that.
Woo.
Welcome to Rock School, ladies and gentlemen. And we have some good news for you. We have one affiliate.
Yeah.
Who is?
WESU,
that's right.
Middletown, Connecticut, 88.1. And I believe we have another one.
A second one has just come on, and there are others lined up ready to go. But the second one coming on is KSCL 91.3, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Welcome
very
aboard.
Good. So now we have three radio stations, all of us here in good old Hammond, Louisiana, and up in Connecticut, and also in Shreveport, and other ones that are scratching their chin going, maybe we should run that award-winning rock school radio show.
You know, if you point out the three affiliates on a map and make a triangle.
That's a very large triangle.
From Hammond to Shreveport and then up to the Connecticut.
Yeah, which means we cover the entire Midwest.
That's right.
The entire Midwest
on
our 5,000-watt flamethrowers, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk today about They Went Solo.
I remember that we were going to do this show a long time ago, and it kind of got
pushed to the side.
Yeah, I got put in the bank for a little while, but I'm glad we're doing it because it's a really good topic.
Right, and what's nice about it is we have some songs on here. I like topics that give us the ability to play people that we haven't played in the past.
Yes.
But we're going to start with a familiar one. Pete Townsend.
Oh, yeah.
Who did Pete Townsend go solo from?
The Rough Boys.
No, he went solo from The Who. Peter Dennis Blanchard, known as Pete Townsend. You know when he's playing his guitar and he does that famous windmill thing where he takes his right hand, he spins it the whole way around?
Yes.
He often cuts his hand. There's that famous picture of him in Rolling Stone where he's wearing a pink shirt. There's blood running down his hand. He got that from Keith Richards.
All right.
He was watching Keith Richards one time and Richards spun his hand the whole way around and he thought, I'm going to take that. So he grabbed it, and he took it, and he's been doing it, and he felt like, I'm really going to get, in trouble for doing this. So he went up to Keith Richards like a year later, and he said to him, Keith, I've been doing that windmill thing. Do you mind? And Keith, apparently in some kind of haze, looked at him and went, what? He said, I took that windmill thing you did, with your right arm spinning it around, and I took that. What? Apparently, Keith had no idea what in the world he was talking about, so it has really been taken on. Pete Townsend has it. Bango, Rough Boys, from his first album, Empty Glass Solo, Pete Townsend on Rock School.
Something to declare.
What's that?
I know that Pete Townsend is with The Who.
I looked at my notes.
I was being silly, and I saw Rough Boys, and I'm like, oh, the Rough Boys. I don't want the listeners out there to be like, wow, he took a week off, and he came back stupid.
Oh, no, everybody in Shreveport is being introduced to you for the first time. Not everybody thinks you're stupid. Only the new listeners
the new
at
affiliate.
KSCL think you're stupid. So.
I have to redeem myself.
There you are. Hey.
What?
We are doing They Went Solo here on Rock School today, only playing music from people who went solo from major bands.
Mm-hmm.
We very seldom get to play women on this show.
Correct.
And what's nice about this topic is it gives us the chance to play a lot of women singers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start with one right now. I got three right in a row from you.
Who?
Stevie Nicks.
Fleetwood Mac.
There. Give you a chance to give yourself
you.
Some redemption.
Okay.
This is Edge of 17, just like the White Winged Dove. In case you're wondering, the White Winged Dove, according to Stevie Nicks, is a memorial to John Lennon. That's who she meant. So where does the term Edge of 17 come from? Well, apparently, when Stevie Nicks was recording with Tom Petty, they were talking back and forth. And Tom Petty's wife apparently has a very, very thick Southern accent.
Okay.
And she said, well, when did the two of you meet? And in a very, very thick Southern accent, she said, at the age of 17.
And she thought she said edge?
At the edge of 17. And Stevie Nicks just thought that was, the edge of 17 because of the very thick accent. And she thought, well, that was an interesting way to put it. Instead of saying we were 17 years old, we were met at the edge of 17.
I guess she thought, like, right before we turned 18.
Right. That's, I'm sure, what she thought it meant.
Okay.
And she just thought it was a nice turn of a phrase. She liked the phrase and turned it into it.
Hmm.
You know, this was covered by Lindsay Lohan.
What?
Immediately put that out of your head. Here's Stevie Nicks on Rock School. Of Fleetwood Mac. Oh,
hey.
Fantastic. Just like the White Winged Dove, the Edge of 17. Yes, sir.
You know what that song sounds like, right?
Well, it sounds like Bootylicious.
Are we going to play Beyonce?
Right?
She
no,
went
we're
solo.
We're not going to play
but
Beyonce.
She went solo.
I'm not, no, a lot of people went solo, but we're not going to play Beyonce. Ew.
Do you think I'm Bootylicious?
No, I tell you, that's really bad. I got to tell you, that drives me nuts
why?
When I hear songs that are party songs, songs like that, like the disposable pop songs, when Madonna took American Pie and attempted to redo it as a disposable pop song, you know, something that gets played at a club for about a month and then is just thrown away.
Is that the Doc's pet peeve?
Yeah, I hate when people do that. There are just certain songs that shouldn't be remade, and when they are and they're turned into disposable pop songs, you should be, you know, sort of smacked with rubber hoses.
Just leave them alone, people. Leave them alone.
Some songs should not be redone. I said we were going to play three ladies right in a row. Lady number two, Linda Ronstadt.
Hey!
Now, can you do it? Can you tell me who she went solo from?
No.
No. The Stone Ponies.
Stone Ponies?
The Stone Ponies.
Okay.
Most of the Stone Ponies were made up by future members of the Eagles. There was also a guy named Andrew Gold who was on guitar. We just played Andrew Gold not too long ago.
I remember.
What a Lonely Boy, we played that.
Yep, yep.
Stone Ponies had one hit that you might know. You and I travel to the beat of a different drum.
I think so.
You know that song?
Yeah.
The tune we're going to play is You're No Good. This is one of her first solo hits.
Yeah.
She didn't write it. It was written by a guy named Clint Ballard Jr.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the album Heart Like a Wheel. Van Halen even covered it.
Really?
It's on Van Halen 2. Honest to goodness.
Oh, wow.
Even as big a fan of Van Halen as I am, it's a lousy cover. It's not really well done. Here's Linda Ronstadt's version. It's pretty good. And they went solo right here. Rock School. Linda Ronstadt.
She's got a great voice.
She really does. Oh, she really does. Really does. A lot of coke.
Yeah.
A lot of coke.
What I heard.
She actually had to have the septum in her nose rebuilt because the space between her nostrils was destroyed doing so much. Yeah. That's when you need to stop.
Yeah.
This is your brain on drugs. This is your nose on coke. And it whistles just like that. We got to gotta take a one-minute break. We'll be back. I got one more lady to play for you, and we'll do that. 1 minute, Rock School. This is Rock School. As we cover the topic today, they went solo. We're only playing music from people who went solo from pretty big groups. We just did Linda Ronstadt, and they went solo from the Stone Ponies. That wasn't a really big group. This lady went solo from a huge group.
Who?
Monstrous.
Who?
I'll give you her name. You tell me who she went solo from.
Okay.
Annie Frieda Sinja Langstad.
What?
That's really her name. She goes by Frieda.
Frieda.
Frieda. She's the brunette from ABBA.
Oh!
And no, we're not going to play an ABBA tune.
Thank you.
She's now a princess.
Princess
Frieda? She really is. Princess Frieda.
Why are you talking like Borat?
Well, because they're from ABBA. They're from Sweden.
That's
my best Swedish accent.
Okay.
It's ABBA. You know, Borat's from Kazakhstan.
That's right.
Make glorious for the nation Kazakhstan. she's now a princess. She's married to the Swedish royal family, but she was the brunette, you know, all the ABBA tunes, which my wife listens to incessantly while we're in the car. We have a rule that the person who's driving gets to pick the music.
Ooh.
She goes right to ABBA. I don't know whether it's because she likes it or because I'm in the car.
Probably a little bit
goes,
of both.
Yeah, you know, loving me, loving you. Mm. This tune is caused her one hit as a solo artist, and it's pretty good. It's not ABBA. It's called There's Something Going On. It was produced by Phil Collins, and you'll hear Phil Collins all over it in the beginning. You'll recognize his drum sound, where every single hit sounds like a shotgun going off in a hallway.
Yeah.
Every drum is individually recorded with a lot of compression and its own level of reverb.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard it before, it was a hit in the mid-80s. She tried to go rock. Little bit of success. Eh, maybe, maybe not. Frieda, There's Something Going On. Rock School. Tunes that people haven't heard for a while or have never heard before.
It's something
I like doing. It is. It's not bad. You wouldn't expect that from ABBA.
You know what I find so unique and kind of funny?
What's that?
You have a singer who is not American, but you cannot tell it whenever they're singing.
You know,
they
most
sing, they sing a song and they go da da, and we are done.
Then
thank you very much, America. We love you.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. You don't sound like that when you sing.
That's right. They do it phonetically. A lot of the early ABBA songs were done phonetically. They didn't speak English.
What?
Some of the early Scorpion tunes. I'm trying to think of the name of the group. Udo Dirkschneider was the lead singer. The Accept, I think, was the name of the group.
Mm-hmm.
The hit was Balls to the Wall.
Yeah.
You get your balls to the wall, man, was the actual chorus.
Okay.
And they're German. They don't speak a word of English. They didn't know what they were saying.
Wow.
The producer of them spoke English, and he sort of put the whole thing together. They had no concept what they were saying. They didn't get the entendre of it.
Hmm.
You know, and it happens a lot, apparently.
That amazes me.
I'm
it
sure
really
if
does.
I, that's not a bad show topic.
Really?
People who had no idea what they were singing. They just say these words and see if it comes out. Welcome to the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
A grand welcome and hello to the new listeners on KSCL Shreveport 91.3, our brand new affiliate.
So
Thank you
very
much.
We have
three now. Who's the second one then?
WESU 88.1, Middletown, Connecticut.
So now that we have two affiliates and, of course, here... this lovely radio station here, which is...
KSLU 90.9 FM, Hammond.
That's three. Are we a network?
Are we a network?
Are we the Rock School
the
Network?
The Rock School Radio Network?
That's right.
That has a really cool ring to it.
RSRN, the Rock School Radio Network.
That's awesome, dude.
We got to have t-shirts made up.
Yes, we will.
Or at least shiny jackets. If you'd like to see us, see what we look like, those of you in Shreveport, go to GQ. We're on the cover. No, we're on the website, kslu.org,
mm-hmm.
or write us an email, tell us what you think of us.
kslurockschool@gmail.com, kslurockschool@gmail.com. You know what I had done yesterday?
You cut your beard off again.
I did cut the beard off, but right before I did, I took a picture of it, and I'm going to put it on the website because I've had a couple of emails being like, why is Doc giving you so much flack about your beard?
Put it
because
up.
Normally I don't wear a beard.
Yeah,
and
but
now
put it
I'm
up.
Clean shaven again, so there'll be a picture of me with the infamous black beard.
There you go. At the bottom of the hour, those of you in Shreveport, Chad normally attempts to stump me.
Whatever,
he asks
I succeed.
Sometimes. He asks a trivia question on the next artist we're going to play.
Yep.
Peter Frampton. Who did Peter Frampton go solo from?
Who's stumping who here? I don't know.
Well,
I only know him from his solo
Humble
career.
Pie.
Really?
Their big hit was 30 Days in the Hole, but we're going to play Peter Frampton, of his solo stuff. Show Me the Ways, what we're going to play.
Okay.
What is your trivia question for me du jour?
Oh, it's going to be easy. You'll get it.
Hope so.
If you watch television nowadays, you'll see Peter Frampton endorsing a product. What's
Geico.
The product? Very nice.
Geico. Yeah,
yes.
He comes out, he's using his Vox box.
Uh-huh.
Every time that comes on, my wife looks at it and she goes, oh, and I'm what?
What?
Oh, where did his hair go?
What?
He was so beautiful. Yes, he was. I don't really know. Here's Peter Frampton on Rock School. Yeah. Vox Box or a Talk Box. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing an actual show just on that.
I wish you would.
You want to do a show just on that?
Hey, do you have one?
A Vox Box?
Yeah.
I don't. I've played with one. The problem with them, if you've never seen one, folks, it's that large plastic tube, kind of looks like a fish tank tube, that you have to stick way back in your mouth. The problem is you do have to stick it way back in your mouth to make the thing work. Because it has to pick up the vibrations out of your throat. You can't just sort of have it stuck in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
And because you have to have it so far back in there, it kind of makes you go. It's not exactly a fun thing to play with.
I hear Frampton use his all the time, but the first time I ever saw someone use one was when Aerosmith played Saturday Night Live, and Joe Perry used it for the intro of Sweet Emotion.
That's right.
That's the first time I ever saw one. I was like, does he have something stuck in his mouth?
Right. Alice in Chains uses it. I know for a fact that Motley Crue uses it on Kickstart My Heart. Mm-hmm. Misty Mountain, not Misty Mountain, but I can't come up with it. The Joe Walsh tune, Rocky Mountain Way,
okay,
uses it. So I could probably put together a show just on that.
Let's do that.
Let's pick another tune by a guy that went solo.
Who?
Donnie Iris. He went solo. He, by the way, is from Elwood City, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
My first radio station full-time job?
Yeah.
Elwood City, Pennsylvania.
Very
ladies
nice,
and gentlemen.
Very
WFEM.
Nice.
It was located underneath a railroad track.
Oh, gosh.
There was a sign on the wall that said, try not to have the microphone open when a train is going by.
Oh my gosh.
Anyone who's worked in radio knows those stations exist. He was the lead guitarist for a group called the Jaggerez.
Mm-hmm.
They had a song called Rapper, Rapper, Rap. They call him the Rapper. Do you remember that?
No.
No? Here's none you will. He was also the lead guitarist for Wild Cherry. Play that funky music. Why?
I know that one.
Remember that one?
Yep.
On his own, he had a bunch of hits. One went national. It was called Aaliyah. But for all intent and purposes, he was a local guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Jersey, Indiana, that area up in there.
Okay.
You might have heard of this one. If not, you're going to like it. This is from the album King Cool back in 1981. Donnie Iris, Love is Like a Rock on Rock School. Oh, I've seen that guy live. I know four times.
It has like a little Night at the Roxbury kind of.
Good stuff. From the album King Cool, Donnie Iris, Love is Like a Rock. Hey, by the way,
yeah,
here are some other people. You said, are we going to play, you know, Beyonce because
she
left Destiny's Child?
I was kidding. You know I was kidding.
Let me give you some other ones that went solo that we're not going to play.
Do tell.
Bobby Brown, he went solo from New Edition.
Yep.
Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean, they
from
left the
Fugees,
mm-hmm, right? Buster Poindexter.
Don't know.
Left the New York Dolls.
Okay.
Curtis Mayfield.
Mm-mm.
Across 110th Street. He left the Impressions. George Michael.
Wham!
Wham, that's right. Dr. Dre, Ice Cube.
NWA.
That's right. Natalie Merchant.
10,000 Maniacs.
Lionel Richie.
Commodores.
Gwen Stefani.
No doubt.
Sam Cooke.
Nope.
The Soul Stirrers.
Okay.
One more. I got more on the list. We'll come back and do some more.
All right.
Lou Reed.
The Velvet Underground.
Good for you.
Okay.
Here's the one we're going to play.
Yeah.
Robert Plant left.
Led Zeppelin.
You would think you'd get that one.
I hope.
This is from 1988, Now and Zen. Listen closely at the end. You're going to hear some samples. This is back when they first started getting the DJs on the wheels of steel and sampling and such.
Yeah.
Robert Plant sampled Led Zeppelin. Listen for it at the end of the tune. Tall, Cool, One, Rock School. Quite have it down,
wow,
did they? It didn't quite have the rhythm down yet. Back from 1988, the Tall Cool One, Robert Plant here on Rock School.
I thought that thing just ended and did.
Yeah, you got to come back with the thing. We're going to do one from Rod the Bod. We got to take a pause for the cause, give our affiliates the ability to play their commercials, their underwrites. We have to do the same. When we get back, we'll tell you a few more people we could have played, and then Rod Stewart right here. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about the topic, They Went Solo, people who took off from already established groups. Here are some more. You did well, actually, calling out the groups. Let me give you some more we could have played.
All right.
Fergie, where'd she come from?
Black Eyed Peas.
Brian Eno and Brian Ferry, where'd they come from?
I don't know.
Roxy Music.
Okay.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Black Sabbath.
Diana Ross.
Oh. Oh. Give it to me.
Supremes.
Yes.
Neil Young.
Oh.
You could say Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, but more than likely you're going to get a better response with Buffalo Springfield.
Buffalo, okay.
Paul McCartney.
The Beatles.
There you go. Ricky Martin.
Menudo.
Yeah, good for you. Let's see if you can
God,
get...
Oh, God, it's embarrassing that I knew that.
No, it's not. Let's see if you can get this one.
Okay.
Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake.
The Mickey Mouse Club.
Yes, good
That's
for you.
That's even more embarrassing.
No, it's not. Rod Stewart is who we're going to play next. We're going to play You Wear It Well. He went solo from, can you do it?
Nope.
The Jeff Beck Group and The Faces.
He was in the Jeff Beck Group?
He certainly was, yeah. He began a solo career in 1969 from the album An Old Raincoat Won't Ever Let You Down. I thought that was an interesting title. This one, however, is from the 1972 album Never a Dull Moment. 1972. He still tours, still packs the houses. You wear it well. Rock School. This is Rock School, Rod Stewart. There you go. We're in our last break, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, by the way, that's Ron Wood doing all of that 12-string acoustic work in there. I don't know who's playing the violin. I should probably go look that up. Let me give you the rest of the people that we brought along to play but didn't play and see if Chad can nail those.
Okay.
Don Henley. We were going to play Dirty Laundry. Who did he go solo from?
Don't know.
Eagles.
Oh.
And Stone Ponies.
Ah.
Phil Collins.
Genesis.
Right. Steve Winwood.
I don't know.
Oh, you got a bunch to choose from. The Spencer Davis Group, Traffic, Go, and Blind Faith.
Okay.
Billy Idol.
Oh.
We were going to play To Be a Lover. He went solo from?
I don't know.
Generation X.
Okay.
Sammy Hagar.
Van Halen.
Right, but one before that, too. Can you name his first band?
Nope.
Montrose.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey.
Don't know.
Eagles.
Dude.
Dude. And then finally, Chris Cornell.
Audio Slave and Soundgarden.
And Soundgarden. Good for you. You got them both. Now we're moving further and further into your realm.
My world.
Into your world. Those of you who are up at KSCL 91.3 in Shreveport, you'll learn pretty soon. I'm much older than Chad.
Not much.
Chad, if I'm not mistaken, is 14.
What?
14, yeah. And by the way,
14?
They take over, the wonderful people of Shreveport at KSCL, on the 15th.
Yeah.
That's when they start running it.
That's my birthday.
That's my birthday. That's right. Happy birthday to me. Mm-hmm. I lose 43. That way it rhymed. I turn 44. We got one more to play here, and it's from your favorite movie, so just go ahead and start spouting lines. Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right. It's from the movie...
Caddyshack!
There you go. The Cinderella
Spalding.
Story.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
Yeah, I guess. You'll get nothing and like it. I say that to my son all the time. He played a bunch of songs for movies. He, Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone, Meet Me Halfway from Over the Top, which was the Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling epic.
Yeah.
Oh, I have it on DVD.
Good for you.
I watch it when I feel down.
This gives me an idea for a topic I was thinking about last night, and I was going to run it by you, but seriously, when you hear this song, probably what's the first thing you think?
The movie.
Exactly. What about a show that features songs that are directly affiliated with movies? When you hear that song, you think of the movie.
Why don't we just play Kenny Loggins' greatest hits?
Okay.
So we're going to wrap it up. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
I'm the Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama.
P.
Gunga La Gunga.
Gunga, Gunga, Gunga.
His real name is Chad P. We are done. Class is dismissed.
I'm all right. Nobody but a bone.